SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Locked into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Oh!
Whoop!
Yeah!
Whoop!
Woo! I mean, do we feel it in the air? This is what yesterday was going to be, man. Moneyline is live, Sports Grid Radio, you know the deal. Kevin Walsh, Donnie Wrightside, the New York Yankees are ready to rock and roll versus the Boston Red Sox. I'm feeling good, Donnie.
Yeah, I just pulled it up on my app, so I don't have to watch it 6 years behind. So now I'm feeling good about that. Philadelphia Phillies start at 3:05 today Eastern, which means the moment that we log off of Moneyline, cigars, sunshine, Phillies, yes! That's my feeling for today.
Oh, you absolutely love it. You love that.
I do.
I gotta say, Donnie, I just went to try and pull up a 2x1. I didn't see it. I can't help but wonder if maybe the 2x1 maybe wasn't too popular yesterday. People were like, I don't know about this whole thing here. So I guess it wasn't bad.
So not was just a true regular opening day special and never to be seen again? How about that
right,
one?
Yeah, back not until the playoffs. Donnie, do you like a yes runs in the first inning plus 102, no runs minus 124?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I mean, the way we were talking today, it's sort of like we were leaning towards an under. But it's really hard with those two teams where, you know, somebody just doesn't catch one or a single and a double pops up. But I guess I would go with the opening day theme that we've had for unders in the first inning.
Here's the reason I'm not betting it. Is if I'm betting it, I'm betting yes, and I just don't feel like a bet I need to make. But if I'm betting it, I'm betting yes. I am jazzed up here, man. I really am. I'm excited, Donnie. In a way, I think the way – the only thing I really wish that the Phils were going at 1-2. It'd be nice if we were both really in action right now, feeling the vibes.
Yeah, so now we can be like, all right, Boston, like, goes up 3-0 in the first inning. Like, I'm still feeling good because, you know, my squad's not on until later today. So it all works out for me. Works out for me very well.
Yeah, I'm – listen, here's all I know. I got Kike Hernandez as one leg of a two-leg player, hip-hop. Mm. If Boston leaves this inning with a lead – that man better have been involved. That's all I'm saying. All right?
Like, goodness gracious.
I don't know if you bet anything. I do have two bets in this game. I've been talking about betting the AL East. Madness if I didn't have a piece of Yanks Red Sox off the rocks. I've got Rizzo for 2+ bases. It's actually over 1.5 using DraftKings, had better juice at plus 135. And then FanDuel had the better of the parlay. DJ LeMahieu and Kike Hernandez plus 110. I have to be honest with you, Donnie. Judge was a guy that made sense for me. I did not include Judge because of everything going on today around his contract stuff. Maybe it, I don't know, maybe he hits a home run and everyone's like, Yankees, stupidest organization. Why didn't you give him $1 million, you know, $30 million, whatever it was. But I left Judge out.
Yeah, I got issues with this whole, you know, well, once that first pitch goes, like, we can't negotiate anymore. What? And also, we're human beings here. The simple fact is, like, we're led to believe that Aaron Judge goes, whew, man, okay, didn't get my hundreds of millions of dollars. It's cool. I won't think about it again for the next 162 games, and I'm focused.
Crazy.
Are we kidding me? Anything here? So you're saying that if you don't get it, I don't want any distractions, but there's no distractions throughout the season going, oh, my goodness, man, I had a tough first 2 weeks of the season. Boy, I wish we could renegotiate. We can't. No. What is this? The door is always open. I never heard of this except in baseball where first pitch goes, we'll talk about it at the end of the year. Dumbest thing in all of sports.
Basically, the only world in where this isn't a constant theme is unless Aaron Judge is just like a straight through line player. 280, 31 homers. Like, you know what I mean? Like, clearly good, not winning an MVP. But it's just like, all sides are fine. The deal. Like, because Donnie, in the same way, if he goes out there, right, Donnie, this Boston series, he hits 3 home runs.
Yes.
What do you think the conversation is? Yanks should have just paid him. They're going to lose the future captain. What are they doing? How embarrassing is this? You know, Aaron Judge is playing PO'd. Like, this is not good for either side here. And I think the stuff that upsets me about this really is, I understand it's always a business, this, that, and the third. But all you've been doing is trying to keep the dollars close to the vest. Man, they want this guy to be the captain of the team. And goodness me, is that a big thing to be when you're a New York Yankee? It's an even bigger thing to be the first captain since Derek Jeter. And you're going to go around and mess around like this, man. It's an embarrassing. Look, I'll tell you this right now, and I'm sure there's going to be Yanks fans out there, Donnie, that are out there bothered by, Aaron Judge taking up, blah, blah, blah. No. Man, this is an embarrassment from the Yankees. You got to be kidding me that you view this guy good enough to maybe be your ace, but you don't view him good enough to give him what, probably the $30 million he wants. I said a 28.7 annual. Come on.
Yep, messing around, nickel and diming him. And also, I don't think I got by this tweet, but there was a New York Yankees beat writer or reporter that came out and said that even if Aaron Judge leaves, they're still going to keep the Judge's Chamber section at Yankee Stadium.
Tremendous tweet.
I need to look it up because I don't think I got by that one either.
I that had to be though some high level sarcasm. There is no, I mean, that would be one of the foolish, most foolish things in the history of sport. One of the worst things of all time. I like that. Like now, like once every 3 days, Donnie and I are trying to figure out if we got God on the internet.
Yeah,
like that's.
I don't
know how you draw it up, but
you get God all the time, not me.
No. Castellanos called the Mets terrible, and you know it. We'll be right back, man. We're hitting our first break here. Yanks, Red Sox, opening day, night two, right here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here on Sports Grid Radio. Moneyline is live. Here we go, man. Gerrit Cole set to take the mound. Kike Hernandez will bat lead off for Boston today. I wanted to obviously kind of dive in and enjoy the very, very beginning of this right here. We'll preview the rest of the game. What's the next game, Donnie, on the MLB rotation today?
Yeah, here's what we got. Obviously, the games that are kicking off now, Boston and New York, Chicago White Sox, Detroit. A postponed game
that's
going to be right in the middle, which will be Milwaukee and Chicago. So the next game that's actually going to start is going to be the Phillies and the Oakland Athletics, followed by Baltimore and Tampa Bay also at 3:10. So we got the back-to-back games here, but don't have to worry about anything else, I guess, interceding or, coming into play there.
Yeah. Okay. So there is another game getting on. Let me throw that up. I'm actually excited for White Sox.
It's a good one. Yep. Pollock leading off.
Made some sense there.
There we go.
Ooh, sure.
Yeah, so that gets to get the people out there. What do we close at here? About 174 in the Yankees game, it looks like, at FanDuel, and it looks like we closed at 138 as a favorite for the Chicago White Sox. Feels a little light for the White Sox there. Feels like, that's the Detroit Tigers line at like a plus 118 for me.
It's tough because it depends, I guess, how much you like Eduardo Rodriguez probably is what it would come down to.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit kind of, home field accounts for something, right? I guess that's the one thing, Donnie. I can't tell you what that line is in Chicago. Like, we're not deep into the baseball season enough where I can kind of flip that line on its head. I don't know. Is it a minus 170 in Chicago? Because then that feels all right, I guess.
It can't be that much of a difference. There's not that big of a
home
field advantage. I wouldn't think that on opening day. I don't think so.
This guy Gerrit Cole walks Kike Hernandez on 4 straight.
Here we go. First inning runs, yes. First inning runs, no. I guess it landed with a thud, right? The two hits, one inning props. What happened yesterday? People couldn't figure those out. Or when we got on the air, said, hold on, man. We need a little bit better pricing than this. Because the goal is to bet yeses on that, right? Come on.
Correct. You want people to bet yeses.
Man.
So then when you juice them to outer space, it's not going to help. Man, to have the Kike Hernandez prop, man, he didn't see a strike, Donnie. That was not how I drew that up. That was not in the cards right away. But that's all right. Now, you got to ask yourself, did Rafael Devers just hit a ball in outer space? Because I'll tell you this, I am behind. So that would not be ideal if that really is. I'll tell you this right now, Donnie. as I just got the alert to my phone. All right, yeah. So the phone is in front of the TV, too.
That's brutal.
All right.
So I'll just have to shut it down. But that called me. That was one of those where I had three TV fees up, but I actually couldn't tell if that was. Last year, Devers took them deep because you couldn't really tell. But, geez, man.
Yeah. So let me just say, I literally said, like, I can't to today as I was leaving the office, can't wait for the season until Devers puts one in outer space. Unsurprising. Can I be so honest with you, Donnie? When I am more upset, and this is where I'm betting, and this is what I like. You're like, this is where you need to be.
Woo.
I am more annoyed, Donnie, that this guy Kike Hernandez has a run scored and no base hit. Like that just drives me absolutely nuts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Boom.
Man, did he get a hold of that? But it's, oh, great! Now we can open it back up as to whether or not it's beneficial to be a lefty in Yankee Stadium or not.
Yeah. Need that now? What's the talk about right now in Yankee Stadium? What, like I'm assuming they're doing the roll call and a blast goes out there. Is it just already anger at Yankee Stadium on opening day?
Man, it doesn't feel the same. Crack that thing too. Crack that thing. So the phone is in front of the new TV setup here a little bit as well. 380,
which mine is way ahead. Which I don't understand how this happened. Where I'm watching like the NCAA tournament. Me and Ben are doing a show on Saturday, and I just have no, like, I might as well just have been, you know, sign language across the TV to try to get this stuff done until I figured out, which I have no idea why my apps are 30 seconds ahead of everything. Never was like that before. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Man, it's a rocket from Bogart. So, Gerrit Cole's a disaster here in the first inning. Can't find the strike zone. When he does, they absolutely tattoo the baseball. This guy's not going to make it out of the third inning. I mean, I wrote in my notes today, Donnie, for this one. I said it was a nightmare matchup for Cole. Of the 29 opponents, this is the last team he could have wanted to see on opening day.
That's brutal. Yeah, so this isn't. So it's 2-0 here, top.
You know?
Banging him around. And also, it's when I was like, hey, you know, I just didn't find the way. And, you know, bloop single out here, sawed off. Double over here where it barely gets down the line.
Yeah.
You're talking about two guys that up one upper tank and the second one was just a rocket off the wall and left both sides.
Right. So let's do a little in-game action here. What's this flip into now? -196 Boston, +1.5 is -111 on the Yanks, and the new total's 10.5, Donnie. 10.5.
All right, let's see what we got here on this one. Yeah, I don't see. I still would like to, now 10.5. I still would like the under 10.5, even though it's 2-0. Because the one thing that you do have, again, it's opening day. Like everybody's available in your bullpen. You would figure that Gerrit Cole probably will settle down. You have a good pitcher on the mound on the other side for Boston, and Boston also has a very good bullpen. So I would still lean on the under 10.5 at this spot here. But it's funny how the Yankees opened up as a massive favorite. They're now a massive dog, and they didn't even like. Let's just, you know what I mean? Like, now it's 180, so it's dropping down a little bit here. But still, to flip in the matter of three batters to go from roughly -190 to -190 the other way to the Boston Red Sox is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I thought this morning, we saw the line was very respectful of Gerrit Cole, which for the Cy Young favorite, you would anticipate something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, like, you know, Gerrit Cole last year just kind of wasn't what you were looking for down the back stretch, right, Donnie? And again, that involved Boston kind of tanking him, and it's just less than ideal, right? I mean, if the Yankees are going to do anything, it's going to require Gerrit Cole to be one of the five best American League pitchers.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like he's out. So what are his odds for?
Guy,
yeah,
huh?
what are his odds for the Cy Young
what are his
now?
Odds to be on the minor league, Donnie.
Jeez.
I mean,
DFA'd? Like he's about to get DFA'd? Like we'll pay you out and goodbye at this point. My goodness. Yeah, I said I like that under 10.5, which now quickly rises to 11.5 as nobody's out and Boston continues to hit. Now, the one thing that we brought up this morning when you were capping this game, because I did say I like the under, leaning on, hey, it's two decent pitchers here and they'll lose you a little bit ahead. But remember, like my quote was, ain't no way I'm betting that because you see the lineups and it's like, what? I mean, you slip up a little bit as a pitcher, it could get ugly. I didn't think after 14 pitches, it'd be 3-0 with a man on second base and nobody out. I didn't think it'd be that bad to start out.
This is a nightmare. I mean, I Don, he's got nothing right now, huh? He's got
just
nothing.
Digging in.
Like, he's better off right now throwing balls and hope someone bails him out.
Yes.
Throwing strikes.
Like the umpire's like, we can't be here all day. Just, you know, I'll take care of you on the outside corner here. I love all Twitter, too. It's like, they're just getting either you, because either you're a Red Sox fan or a Yankees fan or you're, you know, in the middle. There's not very many people that, like, they're not indifferent to the Yankees. So people getting a kick out of Gerrit Cole struggling here today, looks like.
Oh, I mean, I know, but as they should. See, I never like when people like dislike the Yankees. Like, why do you dislike the Yankees? Like, I mean, I get it, right? I mean, it's
what it is.
Comes with the territory. You know what's great, man? Donnie, again, a minute ago, was like, yeah, you know, when the Yanks are down, you know, 3-0, and we're just wishing everything else was on. I can't believe I didn't even get to, like, the Yankees batting order, Donnie, with that excitement.
He didn't have that clean 1-2-3 inning. Like, let's go, Yanks, we're at the plate. Not happening today, pal. Not happening. Masters talk coming up next.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back, we talk about LeBron James shutting down the season. Like, I'd rather talk about that than, like, this nightmare that's on my screen. I hope Verdugo didn't just hit a ball in outer space. Every Donnie noise makes me think so.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
All right, we're back with you right here. White Sox on the board, 1-0. Jimenez brings in Jose Abreu, all two-out damage from the Southsiders. I think I have that right.
Yeah, you do.
Chicago. Crush that. Let's go.
You've been there.
Cole, I have, actually. I've not been.
Have you been to the South Side? Do you know if you're on the north or the South Side? Where were you?
I mean, I know I went to Wrigley, I went to Soldier, and I went to the United Center. So
that's right. You did see a Bears game. How about that?
Yeah, I did. The game, Donnie, that convinced the Pittsburgh Steelers they needed to overpay Mitch Trubisky to be their backup quarterback by week 4.
That's true.
When the Bills and the Bears played in the preseason, and Trubisky was great. Oh, my gosh. You know, I don't think it's really the space-time, Donnie, to get into the Steelers being enamored with first-round quarterbacks and paying Trubisky. Mm-hmm. But if I could just quickly say, what jabronis?
Steelers?
Yes.
Are we talking just a little Yankees take here? Like, you're trying to talk your way through the Steelers, and then you just see the scoreboard as they walk off the field 3-0. You say, you know what? Jabronis. No, I don't know what the Steelers are doing. The Steelers are fantastic in a way where they say, all right, yeah, we got these two guys, right? We have Mason Rudolph. We have Dwayne Haskins. And we're comfortable with those guys. So, wait, no, we're not. No, we're not. Let's not pay a lot of money, but we'll pay good money for another quarterback. And then we'll tell all three of those guys, hey, guys, you all stink. That's why we have to actually draft a quarterback here in the draft. I don't know. I don't know what the Steelers are doing. Because it almost falls in that same vein as either you're trying to put together a team that can win, or you just have no game plan whatsoever. And you don't really care if you win or lose, and maybe the following year will be better. And the reason I bring that up is also to talk about the Keystone State, where you have Pittsburgh on one side, which I laugh at and say, you idiots, you get a quarterback in there, you actually can compete maybe for an AFC championship, and how clouded that AFC is, you're only a quarterback away. And then look at the Philadelphia Eagles, go, okay, we made the playoffs last year. Boy, we really don't have any weapons to help this guy out, and we don't know if he's going to be our quarterback. So you know what? The best test is, let's not make any additions and see if this guy improves his game on his own. Tremendous, tremendous, tremendous stuff out of the Eagles and the Steelers this year.
Pandemonium indeed. Yeah, let me not get trapped in Steelers land, but I just don't understand that team's going to use a top 20 pick on a quarterback and pay Trubisky. Whatever. They like bailed out the Giants, basically, which I wish they didn't do, but it's fine. Daniel Jones is terrible. I don't know when Tyrod plays. But again, no one cares about that right now. The LeBron announcement is final, Donnie. I guess we can hit this quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm not overreacting is Mark Stein, and a credit to him. He was kind of really the only one reporting this, that this was going to happen. Once the Lakers were eliminated, LeBron's season was over. He was not going to play games that didn't matter in terms of wins and losses to try and bring home a scoring title, which is, one, quietly, a congratulations to Embiid. It'd be very surprising now if he doesn't win the scoring title. And two, just to get another, maybe no bigger indictment on the season. LeBron James isn't going to win a scoring title because he's not going to qualify because the final, you know, four or five games of the season, this group was mathematically eliminated from being a top 10 seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah, brutal. Just a brutal year for the Lakers all the way around. Now, what if I would have told you before the season, LeBron James is going to win a scoring title? What would your thought process be on the regular season that the Lakers just had?
Yeah, I mean, probably as much as I would have ever enjoyed a season like for a LeBron team. Like year 19, he's winning scoring titles, going nuts. Sounds like the time of my life. And instead, it was just a complete and utter disaster, man. Like, and you know what, Donnie, I think's the crazy thing? If I would have told you LeBron is going to play 55 games, they make the playoffs? I still think everybody tells you yes.
Yes. The flawed process of them building the roster wasn't really flawed because the process was regular season doesn't really matter. Regular season only matters if we get to the playoffs. So if LeBron James plays 55 games and we get to the playoffs and AD is healthy, we don't care for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 as long as we're in. And LeBron James stayed healthy for most of the season. But LeBron James was about to take a scoring title down, but everybody we signed stunk. That's basically what it came down to. Every person we brought in underperformed from what we thought they would do.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
And really the only exceptions were Malik Monk and Austin Reeves, who I don't remember if he was second round or undrafted rookie. But other than that, Donnie's right. Now, if you would have told me, hey, LeBron's going to play 55, AD's going to play 40. I don't know what happens then. I have no idea what happens. Because like you said, Donnie, the design to a degree, now that could be tangy. Ooh. Now that could be tangy. DRS knows this. I'm a man. The phone is away, too. I'm a man of, I don't mind positive spoilers. This could be very interesting, whatever is set to come across my plate right here. Now, the LeBron thing is in the bag. Let this be what it needs to be. Hold on a minute. Goodbye! I mean, it's gone forever! If it lands, it'd be a surprise! Woo! I mean, this guy might win MVP, Donnie.
Is the stadium waking up now? Did the stadium just wake up and say the World
They're
Series?
They're shaking
the
ropes, Ultimate Warrior style.
Yep.
Whoa!
The Italian Stallion goes deep. Whew, man, he got a good piece of that thing. 414.
No, he sure did.
What's that cast on that? 414, a buck 10 off the bat, and a 25 degree launch angle. Bang it. I love it. I love baseball and hitting home runs already. See, this is where I already wish I had like team totals involved. Like you get a stinger out there in like the first inning, you're feeling good about the night.
Yeah, you sure are. Now, Donnie, I got good news for the people.
Yeah.
Cash that ticket, Anthony Rizzo, 2+ bases. He owns Nathan Eovaldi. How about that?
Man,
we're on the board, Donnie.
You should have pressed it down. You should have went 3 bases.
I know. I should have went most bases in the game or something like that.
Now, this is where you really get mad at me. Like, you liked him to get 2 bases, and this guy goes missile in the first inning. Like, no more bases, no more just to get a hit. You should be betting home run props at this point. Because I got 5 guys involved between 2 bets tonight on hitter props, and I bet you'll be like, FanDuel would start having one of these. Which one of you get 4 of these, to hit out of 5 guys for home runs, plus whatever number, and I knock it down.
I guarantee you. So I had a text from JY who's looking for home run props. So you don't even, you can give out the specifics, whatever you want to do here, Donnie, but whoever the group that Donnie has, I promise at least one home run, if not two. Floor is one.
The floor is definitely one. So today I have 2 games that I'm evolving between 5 players. And the reason why I had to include 3 and 1 is because it's a game in Colorado with the Dodgers where, like, Mookie Betts was, like, minus 500 to get a hit today. People are like, what is this? Like, it's crazy. So, obviously, he's not in my thing, but that gives you a little bit of a preface about heading to Colorado with this Dodgers lineup. So, I have Chris Taylor, Justin Turner and Trey Turner each to get a base hit or more, which is minus one. It's not even plus money. It's minus 105. Those guys check out really well in Colorado today against Freeland. And the second one, we talked about it on the early line, Brad Miller and Corey Seager over a half of a hit, which, again, same thing. One hit or more from Miller, one hit or more from Seager. That's a plus 130 price. That's pretty good going up against Barrios today. But those are my five guys between those two. Yesterday was great. I mean, I took the Austin Riley to get two or more hits yesterday, wrapped that one up quick, plus 240, and then came back there and got Juan Soto, who had a missile last night, matched up with Bell. And here's the reason why I talked about it this morning. Yesterday, you know, I always like write down what I think is going to happen here. I said, you know, it's early. I want to somehow get, like, you know, Nelson Cruz of the Nationals involved with Juan Soto. I think it makes sense, you know. Both of these guys match. I said, hold on here. Even though his numbers were good, I needed a lefty in the lineup to sort of go up against Soto as well. So I crossed out Nelson Cruz, which that would have been a plus 110, and adding Josh Bell made it 120. But he said, Donnie, come on. Nelson Cruz doesn't matter to me. Just let that guy roll, right? The professional hitter, you know he's probably going to get base hit. He doesn't get a base hit. Josh Bell does. So those are the days where I feel really good. Like, you know what? The numbers made sense to me. Even if the eyes said, now hold on. You're really going to switch to Josh Bell as opposed to Nelson Cruz? And it won. And if I didn't, it would have lost.
Yeah. I mean, it's – and that's the one thing that I think we found last year through in-play sports tonight, being able to try different things, you know, is specifically for you with the numbers that you use, and they're so player-driven, is while you can focus against the pitcher and you can focus on a lineup as a whole, you know, I truly, and I know, Donnie, you're always going to do your team totals. I would not be surprised if you keep player props rolling when we hit May and you still have your full tab of numbers, that those aren't, considering the plus money, Donnie, it might be even more profitable, to be honest with you, than the team totals. It really might.
No, it might. It might be some fun to sort of keep that going because it's nice to start out because that's the one market that doesn't slow down. Like, the numbers also get better for that. Like, I'm flying blind. I tell you right now, I went 2-0 yesterday in Major League Baseball. And here I am telling you, hey, it's nice. The eyeball test worked, and it's great. But I don't have numbers really to – I'm working off numbers that were 9 months old. Okay, worked out yesterday. We'll see if it does today. So as these team total numbers get better, so are going to be these hitter props as well.
Yeah, absolutely the case there, man. For me, like right now, just so people can kind of, you know, if you're interested in everyone's process, and I mean, Don, I lean towards Don. I used to make bets last year, be like, all right, I got a couple things I like, Don, either, you know, we approve or not. but I've been kind of like just matchup history because we don't have much. Do guys feel guys out? Rizzo's had a lot of success versus Eovaldi, and that's continued. The one thing is, I would have had Judge outthought the narrative of he might struggle with the thing lingering over his head already on the board with a hit. But all good. We're live here, man. We are absolutely live. Quick break. We'll be right back on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, we're back here in the saddle. Boston up on the Yanks 3-2. Just to let people know, coming up on the baseball board isn't until our show is over. So these will be the games that we're focused on. When we get to hour number two, we'll give you a little bit more of a preview. We'll kind of, you know, rock through the stuff that's going to fly around and things like that. We'll mix in some live chatter here, Donnie, but what do you think right now? Now, why is the game locked? See, I'm a little behind. Like,
double play. They're out of the game. They're out of the inning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Around the horn, got it done. Bang, bang, bang. By the way, walking up to the first
TK Hernandez,
right now, Tiger
too?
Woods.
Golly.
Yeah. That's Tiger's ready to go. Kike's having one today? Now, okay, let's do this here. I see Dustin Johnson, a nice little chip there, so hopefully he can save par. I believe he's on 12, maybe 12 or 13, par 3. Tiger Woods today. First, we'll do our own boost here. First three holes, nothing less than a bogey. And also, does he shoot par or less today, meaning under par? I'm saying bogeys on the first three holes. Not all three. He will at least bogey a first hole, first, second, or third, and he will not shoot even par or better today.
I think he will bogey on one of the first two. Like, if you gave me that plus money, which that was implied there yesterday.
It's really what, one in three. Like, one in three. Like, the first hole it's not a tough hole, but it is a hole that you can bogey. Very hard to birdie that hole. Second hole is a par five. Third hole goes back to a four. So one in three is basically what you look at, which is they include the three holes. Like, ooh, that's tough. Like, it's, you never should bogey the second hole par five. So you're basically coming down to, if he can par that first hole, probably going to get it.
I'll say he's even or better today.
Ooh, Matt sets up a monster weekend.
He had such a roller coaster yesterday that, like, and somehow was still one under. Ooh, like, I can show you highlights from Tiger's day yesterday, Donnie, where you'd be like, I mean, what is he on the cut line?
He might have just hit the worst drive I've ever seen him on one hole. So you can't really get in trouble. They had like the camera angle set up. Like, why would we set cameras on that side? Because nobody ever goes there. Like, he just rocked one. Like, way into whatever. Man, how far am I behind on this app today? Oh, it's way behind. What am I doing here? Did I rewind something? Jeez. Interesting. All right, so now I'm caught back up here. But I watched it on, like, the TV actually went off before my laptop here, which is kind of interesting. But, yeah, that was a terrible, terrible drive. So, looks like he is. So, what did you say? Did you say he was going to par those? Or you said yes, like, he would not bogey?
I split it like a genius. I said he'd bogey one of the first three, but we even or better on the day. I'm gonna end up double right.
Let's see what we got. So Tiger's walking down the fairway now. We'll see how that approach comes up. Also, Yankees seeming like it was doom and gloom. Now, also, you go to a game on opening day, right? What are you looking forward to? You want to cheer on the home team. You want to have a good game, you know, maybe a beer, maybe a couple hot dogs. Did you bring your dad to the game, your brother, your kid, whatever. It's like a nice day at the ballpark. I got to tell you, like, you're all excited for, like, you know, Yankees, Philly, whoever your team is. You're getting dusted in, like, the top of the first. Like, oh, you got to be kidding me, man. Like, this is going to be like 10-1. Like, you know what I mean? Like, 10-1 opening day. Like, you just need, like, why did I even take off of work and go to this game? So at least if you are a Yankee, you're like, oh, I can get you back in the game. All right, 3-2, let's go. Let's get this another one back. So at least you have that. But, man, that's a terrible thing because a lot of people plan their days and years around, hey, I go to the opening day every year. I have season tickets. Or, hey, I'm going to take the kids out of school. We're going to head down to the game. It's a big deal. Yanks, Red Sox, not like Yankees and the Pirates. Like, the Phillies are actually playing the Oakland Athletics on opening day, which is hilarious to me. Couldn't get any, like, separate or non, like, I don't know, focused teams on each other. 3,000 miles away, barely ever play opening day. And they're a bad baseball team, not too Oakland, which is actually good. See what the Phillies do.
I had the A's for my win total, but I wanted a low one. I wanted to find a low one. I thought just for the MLB market that made a little bit more sense. If I had to go elsewhere, Cardinals, they're just consistently over. Like, I think it was 84.5. They're just consistently over that number. So yesterday was saying, Don, how about being an underbetter? Cardinals give you a 9, total was 8.
Yes. Yeah.
It's kind of goes both ways.
Oh, crystal ball. One team's going to get shut out. You're like, yeah, I got this. Yeah. This is going to be real easy to do.
Uh-huh. We're good to go here. Right. But on the other end of it, Donnie, you got over 8 runs and you're sat there like, now, Pirates, could you please give me 2 runs? Like, so I don't have to sweat this thing out. You know what I mean?
And it's always that, like, we're not firing our closer in, like, a 9-0 game. You're just going to bring in some guy so we don't blow the bullpen up for the next day, and it still doesn't work out in your direction. But I got to tell you, maybe the least surprising thing is the Pittsburgh Pirates absolutely doing nothing on opening day. So not very surprising for me. What was surprising is teams that usually are supposed to stink. Well, the fact that the Guardians played the Kansas City Royals, I just told you, baseball did a great job with that. Two really bad baseball teams going nowhere. Still can have some fun between those two, and they'll play each other. But the Arizona Diamondbacks one was a shocker, though. Because if you would have said, because I didn't watch that game. You know, I'm in bed long time before that 9:40, whatever, first pitch goes on. But you could have told me rolling over, like, when I saw, like, a 7th-inning score, 2-0, Arizona might not score this whole series and end up winning that baseball game.
That was a big-time stunner. That really, really was. if you, because the you Darvish, it was like minus 146, I want to say.
Yeah.
That's doable for people.
Where
with
is
that
Tiger
matchup?
Here?
He's in the woods, Donnie. Hey. Yeah.
Oh, he's in the bunker, but I thought Alexi looked at the camera angle, looked like he like hit it on like the opposite hole, but obviously it can't be the case right here, I don't think. No, he should be still in the sand. Yeah, he's a long way out in that bunker. So not as bad, I guess, as what the camera was like. We don't even know where this ball's at. So he is right in the bunker, which is still hard. I mean, what are you, .180 out from a bunker at Augusta? Shoof. See how that
works.
Well, Donnie,
do you have that updated odds board in front of you? Of
yeah, I do.
How things are looking right now for is it still Cam Smith at the top?
Cam's plus 650. Scotty Scheffler 7-1. Dustin Johnson 8-1. Cantlay 10-1. Sung J M 10-1. Colin Morikawa 16-1. Tigers. Yeah, Tigers 29-1 right now.
Wait a minute now.
What do you got?
I have Colin Morikawa. Tell me good things. Is Morikawa getting after it?
That is good, because I told you, like, Morikawa dunked one in the water, but I guess he fought back from that here. He's 1-under on the day, even par for the tournament here. As the White Sox are on the board again, making it 2-0 here on another two-out single here by A.J. Pollock. Mr. Pollock.
All his two-out damage that they got done. Wow.
All right, Joaquin Niemann's on the green. So Tiger looks like he's coming up next out of the bunker on one. And by the way, I just saw Aaron Hicks, like, a little promise for that guy. 194 last year, comes up, sat down on opening day on strikes. Is that like you said, like Gleyber Torres? Like it's either him or Gleyber Torres, and it's like, yeah, you know what? Gonna have to go with Hicks in this one.
Look, it's because, Donnie, they have three outfielders that, like, it's just actively bad if they're all three in the outfield. They just don't really have a center fielder, like, is what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Like, putting Judge in center, Donnie, is just a... And, like, maybe that's why, like, Judge is like, I am not signing on for, like, until we get top dollar, because you are going to try and make me play center, like, 70 mm-hmm. games this year, and that's not happening unless I'm completely paid, which, you know what I mean?
That's a double down the line. So we got more runs here for the Chicago White Sox. They just put that in. Was that I think it was Robert. So Pollock and Robert doing damage at the top of that lineup. I like that team. I do. Like Chicago White Sox, granted, we're talking about opening day here, right? But I'm not surprised by what I'm seeing right now. Tiger hit his approach, came up to the right of the green. Not too bad, but that's going to be a tough chip to get up and down. But we'll see if he does. Tiger's got pretty good game around the greens here. But just getting back to the White Sox, this is what they do here at this point.
Smash lefties.
Yeah.
Was that Robert, Donnie?
That was Robert Robert. Yep. That was him. People
there
on Twitter. Come on. Always search around. Like there's some, you have to, when all else fails, when you say, how do I find out what this guy's name is? Just go to the home telecast for the team. Because quite frankly, if they're wrong, then probably the guy got fired after like two games. But hey, look, you don't even know your own team's name pronunciations. But I specifically went to one with a decent following, and they pronounced his name wrong in the comments. Hey, guys, it's not this. So I thought, all right, let me go check it out. So that's why I was talking about Jason Benetti, who is the play-by-play guy for the White Sox, and clicked it on, watched a few plays. Robert, double down the line. There you go. That's his name. End of story. Back at it.
I don't mind it, though. Robert, Donnie, had a little flair to it.
I do like it. I like it better. I wish it was Robert, though, because it just seems like it's what it was supposed to be. Little errors here helping the Yanks out.
Oh, really?
Way, I mean, yeah. I'm telling you, I had one of the better takes that you're ever going to hear in Major League Baseball dealt with the Yankees. Put the jerseys back in play. If you want to wear number two, that's fine. It's your jersey. But you got to wear a little patch on the arm sleeve. That was like, you know, Jeter, retired number. There you go.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in five more years, you're going to have the Yankees, like, everybody's like number 81, 80. I mean, come on, man. Enough.
Yeah.
Like, everybody who comes to the Yankees, like, I want to pick my jersey. Okay, you're 94. Like, wait a second. I'm getting $200 million. Like, yeah, we only have 94 left. Have a good one.
Yeah, well, one, make the number your own. Stop complaining.
That's
hard. But two, and here's the thing, right? I think, Donnie, your point that everyone's going to be wearing outrageous numbers, be a little more selective. Paul O'Neill, right? The most recent instance of we short. Like, Don, like, I hear you on that, right? I can't stress this enough, though. Your idea is one of your worst ideas.
No, it's not.
Like, The idea that Connor Falefa should wear number two and put a patch on his
arm. And nobody would care.
It says Derek
Nobody would care. If we never started this retired jersey numbers, nobody would ever care. Not a single person would ever care.
I'll be
nobody.
Honest with you. I think
people would be fighting to get to the Yankees and be number three because it'd be so cool.
You're mad at the wrong thing. You are.
I'm not.
Retiring numbers is good. Retiring too many numbers is bad. That's the truth of it all. Like, I'll give you another example. The Miami Heat retired Michael Jordan's number. That is embarrassing, and they should undo it.
Yes.
That is pathetic.
They also retired Dan Marino's 13, too. So.
But, Donnie, way more of a reason to retire Danny's 13 than MJ's 23.
Mm-hmm.
Like, never played for the franchise. Like, kind of beat up on them, but not in, like, a historic, respectful way. Just, like, a loser move that, like, we want to be tied to Michael that an organization like the Miami Heat should never do. They should unretire that number immediately in Miami. It is pathetic. No other way to describe it.
There is no other way. And you know how sometimes you say, like, hey, you know, we're going streaking in the quad, and you run and get naked, and then nobody behind you got naked, and you're running out there by yourself? That's also what the Dallas Mavericks did to Mark Cuban. Kobe Bryant passes away. We know he's a Laker. The Lakers should enjoy everything, Kobe Bryant's career. We know he's a Laker. So Mark Cuban comes out. Nobody ever is going to wear, like, number 8 again or 24 for the Mavericks. And then he goes, like, do you think everybody's just going to join in? Because that is a dumb move by you at this point. And I'm glad they stepped in and said, are you sure you want to do this? He's a Laker. Let them do that.
But also, just quickly, imagine he had a ceremony to put Kobe's purple up in the rafters. They kicked Cuban out of the league. What are they doing in Miami? Somebody wake up Pat Riley. Where's the competitor?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back. Yanks, Gerrit Cole settling in, which is key. Giolito got himself a nice little lead out here in Detroit. So right now, White Sox, though, up 3-0. Boston still up 3-2. One read to me, Donnie, though, is, you know, the live number. You know how sometimes you go through the live numbers and it'll shift really quickly? It's like, boy, like, they never even wanted to hang that number. The live numbers, a lot of respect to the Yankees. They really believe that this is a Yanks game there. They're anticipating a comeback here, really, for the most part.
Yeah, yes, they are. And it's we had to remember, it was still very early. Now, typically, when do you like this? Like an NBA, like yesterday. This is almost exactly identical. 17-2 Philadelphia 76ers. If you've been around the NBA long enough, you don't even think. You go, okay, what's the new number here the Toronto Raptors are getting? I don't know, 9.5 or 8.5? Let me press that button. By the end of the first quarter, you just about had that back and an outright victory here for the Toronto Raptors yesterday. So today, sort of an NBA thing. Now, hold on. The Yankees were heavily favored. They're down 3-0. You could have probably got like a +2.5 or whatever at like an even money price at that point for the remainder of the game. And now it's 3-2. And now you see where the Yankees, or excuse me, the Boston Red Sox were a -190. They're back to a -106, even though they have the lead right now.
Yeah, it's from a live perspective, it's a Yanks line. It's a Yanks line. In my estimation, that's the read on it right now. They are going to start the next inning with more so the top of the order available to them here. So if Cole can sit down J.D. Martinez, the state of the lineups line up nicely for the Yankees. Cole's kind of seemed to settle in a little bit, so you could be kind of nearing that target time. We are coming up against the break. As we said, inside hour number two, a lot more preview for you. A lot of games to break down. We'll go in chronological order as these things are getting set to come up. We are live with you on a Friday, sending you off into the weekend. Opening day number two in Major League Baseball. Kevin Walsh, Donnie Wright, side, SiriusXM, channel 159. We'll be right back.